You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
James chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. James has just spoken about the passions that cause conflicts among human beings, conflict that arises from covetousness, from the desire for something at the expense of our neighbor. He says that human beings lack because they don't ask, and when they ask, they fail to get what they ask for because they ask for the wrong reasons, to satisfy their own passions or selfishness. And he concludes with a choice in the previous passage between friendship with God and friendship with the corruption of the world. And he says it can't be both because God is zealous for us, for the spirit that he made to dwell in us. If we're willing to repent, he says in this passage, God will give more grace. It says, on the other hand, he gives more grace. And he gives grace to those who are willing to repent. He opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The meaning of be wretched and mourn and let your joy be turned to dejection is that these are all manifestations or ways of expressing repentance, sorrow for sin. He says, repent so that you can enter back into the grace of God and the friendship with him that comes from grace. Humble yourself so that you can resist temptation. If you submit to God, James says, and resist the devil, he'll flee from you. This, of course, follows on the meditations of the last 2 days. Christ's own temptations in which he overcomes the disastrous failure of the human race in the face of temptation at the outset of God's history with us. And James points here to several elements of true repentance, submission, the fundamental attitude of recognition of God's authority and the goodness of his authority. Resistance to the devil, turning away from God and drawing near, and drawing near to God. And cleansing our hands, that is, our actions, but also our hearts, purifying our hearts, which is the source of our actions. Cleansing our minds of double-mindedness, of limping on two legs, as the prophet Elijah said to sinful Israel. This is an exhortation to turn to God because God always gives more grace to those who humble themselves, to those who repent, to those who resist even when they feel weak. The Lord gives more grace because he's zealous for the spirit that he's made to dwell in us. He desires us for himself, and he aids all those who in our weakness, in our frailty, in our failing attempts to do right, turn to him and call upon his grace.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.